If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Swallowing.
Ken on the email says he doesn't believe that ESPN study.
Of course you don't.
So that's all you need. That's your argument right there. I don't believe it. And now your argument works. Yeah?
It's good to know that we won that one. I'm so tired of that crap.
All right, the lady who just chimed in with some advice for our trained counseling guy, we had asked some questions about her relationship. And she says, no, I was not dumped. I'm still married. I am the one who found myself not happy, and one night, out with coworkers, there was a moment. It turned out one of my coworkers and I have marriages that are not good. We didn't hook that up that night, but we did a week later.
I'm telling you, man, everything starts with coworkers going to happy hours.
Yeah.
Everything does.
That's why we can't hang out with each other.
Everything does.
Both being sober.
To me years ago.
We talked about it and decided to try it. In the last couple of years, we still hook up. But we both understand we don't want any more from each other. We just talked about it. No love, no drama.
Just boning.
Just sex.
Just sex, Craig. I'm surprised there's not more drama there. Somebody wants more.
Yeah, but the original guy, we suggested he have a discussion with his wife that he's not happy with.
Yeah, because there's a
and see if he could arrange a side piece. But if he brought
that was Naked LD's deal.
He brought up divorce, and she freaked out. So I don't think she's going to go with the side piece.
No.
Well, it depends on how much she doesn't want a divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You there know? You go.
I mean, if that's the ultimatum, mm-hmm. which do you hate more?
And we get mixed results in those polyamorous relationships, but it seems, at least
they're
based
not long term,
yeah, what we've talked about and what we've heard is the longer it goes, the more likely it is to blow up.
Yeah, it goes with any relationship.
Yeah,
yep,
true.
that's right.
That's true.
Even your grandpa's looking at your grandma saying, "I don't want this."
But
bitch
if you bring
anymore.
In a third party or happening. A fourth party, it just manages to complicate things. The problems then increase exponentially.
We are celebrating National Harvey Wallbanger Day.
What's in that?
I don't know if I've ever had one.
The bartender's left us. So
I know.
I would have to
just
look up.
Just Google that.
What's in a Harvey Wallbanger? I don't think I've ever had.
That's an old school drink. I know that, man. That liqueur is a big thing.
Okay.
The reason they call it that, it's a big bottle.
Oh, Galliano,
yeah. The Galliano bottle is a really tall bottle, always sat up against the wall in bars because it was really high.
I really don't see those anymore.
No, that's an old school drink.
Yeah, it combines a screwdriver with Galliano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three parts vodka, six parts orange juice, one part Galliano.
I bet you it's pretty
and
damn good.
Italian liqueur.
It sounds like something you want to order. You know, all these other fancy drinks are back. Young people drink old fashions, you know.
Yeah, Dad
Manhattan's
used to have
was an old person drink for years. It's all modern stuff now.
A big bottle of Galliano sitting in his.
I remember my grandfather having at his bar had a big Galliano
in his
bottle.
Home office, and every summer, you could tell it was spring because that's when the ants would start gathering around the bottle of Galliano.
Yeah, it was pretty sugar laced. Yeah,
right. Because they didn't drink that much of it, so it was just sugar. Sitting in his office.
Drunk ants.
Well, yeah, sure. It probably crystallized around the top edge of it, you know.
And it sounds like if you're doing the wall banger, you only need a splash of the Galliano.
Got it.
Otherwise, it's just a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew what that was.
You can garnish it with a cherry, orange slice.
So.
I'll try one this weekend.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Give me a Harvey wall banger.
Petey doesn't get called for a lot of Harvey Wallbangers.
No, he's serving a lot of frozen Jaeger, basically.
You might have to work to find a bottle of Galliano at a liquor store. Even if you wanted one.
No, I'm not going to make one.
Not that I've shopped for.
Some old school cocktail place has them. You know, those bars are big now in most cities.
But I've been known to cruise the liquor aisle, and I don't know if you'd recognize that bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That would jump out at you.
This looks good.
Liqueur section. But, you know, I study the back of the bar when I'm sitting there, and I don't know if I've seen a bottle of Galliano.
They might have made them different bottle shapes now. That's the original name.
Right.
That's why they were called that. Yeah.
Now, Tyler's right. You'd have to go to one of those, like, craft cocktail bars where that's really what they get into.
Right. It's about 30% alcohol.
Sounds good to me.
Secret recipe, blend of about 30 Mediterranean herbs and spices, vanilla and anise flavor profile.
Oh, anise is kind of licorice-y, is it not?
I think you're right.
But it includes the magic ingredient, right?
Vodka. Well, liquor, yeah. All right, our original train counseling guy is in checking front. It again. Talking about his woman. She is single, no kids, open to joy. I like what the emailer said. Keep banging the strain, see how it plays out. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the advice.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because no guys pull the trigger because his home situation is real tough. So he's just going to just stick with what he's got.
Yeah, you
got
to see how this one plays out.
You don't have to do anything right now.
No, you're right. I know that people will say he probably shouldn't be cheating on his woman. We're not taking that into account here.
But it's sexless and so Tomless.
Yeah.
So.
But most women would tell us to get out. Most guys hear that story said, well, he's not going to do that because of the son. He's going to hang around until he gets snagged.
That is an extenuating circumstance.
He will get snagged. And you will get snagged. You're going to forget something.
And then the decision's made for you.
You're going to forget something. There's a million ways to mess up a cheating situation.
Yeah.
And you can figure out half of them. You're brilliant.
I heard about one of a few days ago.
How'd they screw up?
The wife asked him why there was a rubber in his pocket.
Hey, my dad said he used to drink Harvey Wallbangers all the time. Yeah.
Wife asked him why he had a rubber in his pocket.
That's the key.
Oh.
Guess what? He doesn't use one with his wife, right?
I'm not aware of it.
Well, that would definitely be the reason, then.
Did he have an answer?
No.
Well, he did. Well, not, just wasn't the one she wanted. That.
Not a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
According to the story I was told.
Because that one, you can't employ the deny, deny, deny technique.
No, I've thought about the rubber situation. I don't have them around the house.
I was holding it for a friend.
My wife is fixed. No, you're right. If you don't use rubbers with your wife, get rid of every rubber in the house.
To quote that dude from Cleveland, dead giveaway.
Right.
Dead giveaway.
Give my dad a call. Yeah. He's awake right now. I'm going to get more information on the Harvey Wallbanger.
Home or sell?
Sell. Sell.
Oh, I thought we were going to call him about rubbers in the house.
He's listening on his phone right now, but it'll ring and you can just talk to him. Because he said he's drinking them all the time. And I want to find out, you know.
Yeah. Does he have a 40-year-old bottle of Galliano sitting around the
You know
house?
What? No, my old man's house, he does. So the rubber, that's just one mistake, but that's a simple one.
There's any number
right.
of them. Right. And, of course, now with your phone.
How'd he get out of that, you know?
He didn't.
Okay.
That I'm aware of. Right. I didn't hear in a follow-up.
Oh, was she doing laundry or something?
I guess. I don't know. It was just a story I overheard.
Flower receipts. Flower receipts. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, nobody I know.
And believe me, stupid flower receipts.
Yeah, don't leave them at the top of your trash,
right.
Says Tyler.
Yeah.
I sent a girl a card one time, like a Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas card. You didn't answer?
No answer.
Okay. Probably didn't know how to turn his phone off to answer it now because he's listening to the show on the phone.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah. We just fried Alexa's brain there.
No, he's somewhere else now. He can't answer.
Oh, we fried his Alexa. Brain.
So, I gave this girl, I sent her a couple cards. And then that didn't pan out, and she sent those cards to my girlfriend.
Oh, that was sweet.
No, it was not. Because I showed up.
You'd written the other person's name on there.
Oh, the cards were directed to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have a good one, miss you. You know, I was totally. Then I walked in, and the girl I was seeing had two of the cards with her that were sent to her from this girl. Now, I wasn't married, but I was not being a good boy.
Naturally.
So I wasn't married.
That doesn't help you feel better at the time.
No, it was bad. It was like I dropped my
spoon
in the cornflakes like Medicine Hat did, you know.
Fruit Loops. It was Fruit Loops.
Speaking of spoon, you have the list of all the people who attended John Witherspoon's memorial service?
Look at this.
No, except for it was about everybody.
Yeah. It's a real who's who. I'll send you over the list.
My sister said her first husband, she found a rubber in his back seat. When they were married, and he said a friend of his had borrowed his car.
Did she buy that?
I'm asking. Well, she's listening right now. I remember that dude. Her first husband was a really good dude. I bet you, and they were a lot younger, so their friend might have borrowed the car. But don't do that to your buddy. Don't borrow the car and leave a rubber in there. In fact, no, do it. I want to hear how that works out Monday.
See, I know I heard a story from someone who got snagged that way as a teenager.
What way?
Left the condoms in the back seat of the car.
Oh, just his parents found he was having sex, you mean?
Her parents.
Oh. But that wasn't a cheating situation.
No. Still an awkward conversation.
Yeah, right. To find rubbers in your daughter's car.
That's how Dad found out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good she's using them.
Did he take her to get her hymen checked like T.I.? What a freak,
I don't think so.
Man. What a freak.
No, because there's rubbers there. He probably knows the answer.
Yeah.
Don't you, in that case, since you're, she's having sex, she's obviously going to have sex.
You talk to her.
You kind of applaud her for using protection.
Yeah, you would, but there are certain people who are not as cool as you and me, Todd. Yeah. You know that?
Because I don't think there's a reason to freak out there.
No.
Because that's not going to work. That's just going to backfire on you. No.
By the way, Craig, was that guy borrow rubber from somebody, or was he actually having an affair? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Borrowed rubbers?
I just feel more manly with a rubber in my pocket.
Because he can't be seen in public. I
can only assume he was planning on using it.
I sent a guy to Walgreens to buy my rubbers.
Just to be cool.
Right. And then,
just so the clerk thinks I'm getting laid.
So, as Todd was saying, some of the people that went to the John Witherspoon funeral include, but are not limited to, well, David Letterman.
Everybody loved this guy.
Yeah.
They worked together back in the day when they were honing their craft, it says.
Yep. He was the original store guy, yep. I saw Paulie tweet out some stuff that Witherspoon's photos of him in the mid-70s at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, looks like Letterman's talking here.
Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, George Wallace, Angela Gibbs, Bill Bellamy.
Regina King.
Was not there.
Well, she wasn't. Couldn't make it. But she sent a video message.
No, my sister didn't buy it.
No.
Oh, let's see.
Buy one rubber on the way. And then leave it, then throw it away.
They still have dispensing machines
in grocery stores you mean in gas stations?
Well, sometimes they had them bars. At the
bar. Bars.
I don't know if they exist anymore.
That's one of those things. Even if I did walk by it in a bar bathroom, it just wouldn't even register to me.
Yeah,
like I just don't even see that.
I remember they'd have the specialties.
Oh, the ticklers.
The ticklers.
Yeah, old tickler. You thought you were cool buying a tickler. First, you had to find somebody to use it, though, with.
And I think you'd have to put actual coins in there.
Yeah, eventually you just tug it with it on.
Now they'd have to make a condom dispenser that you could swipe a card.
Right.
They probably have that.
Yeah, it shows up on your wife's phone, your mutual credit card, you bought a rubber. See, I'm telling you, man, a million ways to get snagged anymore.
An Iowa appeals court.
If you only bang your wife, you can't get caught, as Ron White famously said, who's now divorced.
Well, here, take my advice. I'm not using it. An Iowa appeals court.
Well, you started this a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah. Is rejecting a convicted murderer's claim that he has served his life sentence.
I love this story.
Oh, is he reborn?
Nope.
No.
Oh, is that a Christian reborn?
No,
okay.
No. He died.
Oh, on the table.
And then they had to revive him.
Oh. Yeah.
He says he's done his life sentence.
You know what? They're probably not going to really award that to him, but that's about the best one I've heard.
I like the effort.
Yeah.
Ben Schreiber said that he was resuscitated five times in 2015 after collapsing in his prison cell. He had large kidney stones that caused him to develop septic poisoning. And despite having a do not resuscitate order, he was revived and brought back to health. The appeals court denied his argument that he should be released because he fulfilled the terms of his life sentence.
That means the new judges will have to put it in there this is a, you know, you're in prison for life. If you die, it has to stick.
Dying has to stick.
Dying has to stick.
Yeah. Or they give you,
or you stay in jail.
They can give you like 7 life sentences. Right, right. Just
like you're a cat.
In the event of that.
I just like that some lawyer looked at the case and went, sure, let's try.
Yeah. Well, he may not have.
Because there's some guys.
A lot of these guys represent themselves.
Right, oh, that's true.
There's a guy listening to us serving a life sentence right now who's holding his breath until his face turns blue and he wants to die on the table.
Well, this guy died 5 times.
Man.
Oh, so he
beat that.
But none of them stuck.
None of them.
He would have needed like 6 or 7 life sentences.
Yes.
Did they not know that he had a do not resuscitate order?
You got to wonder if they don't. Sometimes they don't care.
I thought that's why you had one of those things, so you didn't have that happen.
I think it depends on the malady,
but
I'm not sure.
I think resuscitate means if you're actually in the hospital already dying. But I think if you fall down and have a heart attack, I don't think you're allowed to just let a guy lay there. You know what I mean?
If these are medical professionals that resuscitated him, they should be under some sort of obligation oblige that.
I don't know the rule on that.
A lot of times it's the choice of a loved one, too. Like, that's what my mom and dad had an agreement. Mm-hmm. To not resuscitate, but dad said, we'll let her hang on for a while.
Right.
And then had to make that decision eventually.
New survey says that we are losing sleep to binge watching. And this doesn't make sense to me. We say that 95% of adults up to age 44 admit to binging their favorite show on TV or a streaming service like Netflix. 95% of the people under age 44.
Yeah, I'm proud that I don't. I'm watching the Comiskey Experiment, the season 2 on Netflix. And since they're just 22 to 25 minutes long, and if you watch Netflix, the show ends, and the next one starts within 5 seconds. Even then, I love the show. I'll watch 2, and that's it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. And I'm proud because that means I'm really not as lazy as I say on the air.
No,
I cannot do it.
I want to save some for later.
Well, that's not even the point. I just don't want to sit there and watch the same thing for 5 hours. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Well,
I got to move around and do other stuff.
But you'll watch a 2-hour movie, a 2.5-hour
movie. Very
rarely
anymore, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But not 4 or 5 half-hour episodes of something?
I won't.
You'll watch a 4-hour football game.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
So how's that any different?
I just don't like to binge stuff over and over and over again.
I don't either because I like to save some for, let's watch this. Boom. Okay, it's all done.
Yep.
Now we don't have a show to watch.
For a year and a half,
right.
My wife is like that. She wants to watch every episode. I said, let's save some for, we can watch tomorrow night or the next night. There's only 6 episodes in this series, and, we don't want to burn through them all.
Right.
Then we got nothing else to watch. Or we got to spend...
That's part of it, Todd,
got to spend another 4 hours just looking over what the overwhelming amount of content on Netflix.
Right. Yeah, which is annoying. Yeah.
What's the name of the...
You got to watch that show, the Comiskey thing. You got to watch it, man. You got 2 seasons now. You'll love it.
Yeah, the Comiskey Method.
Comiskey Method. It's really good.
But Modern Love was a series we watched on Amazon. That's only
6
episodes.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to see that. Yeah. I read good reviews.
It's separate
There's a
stories.
Bunch of canceled stuff, by the way. They canceled a bunch of shows already.
How many of them have you heard of?
This is one of those stupid slide shows. I can't get through it all. It's a pain in the ass. Too many ads.
Yeah.
So
that's
I stopped.
Just network cancellations or streaming services, too?
All the TV shows that are coming to an end. I think it's everything. I saw a couple. I didn't know it existed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's There's why they're getting canceled.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. Oh, yeah. This
you got
goes
the list?
On forever.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Apple TV, Epix,
exactly.
Amazon.
Some show called Sunnyside, which on NBC
Shudder,
was canceled. Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
CBS, Evil.
Getting
renewed.
Didn't make it? Oh, get renewed. Okay, well, that's not canceled then.
let's see. Bless the Hearts got renewed. Yeah. Walking Dead renewed. Elite renewed. Let's see.
Yeah, it's just crazy. We don't watch the other stuff anyway. I left Bless the Heart Soul one day, and it just didn't make me laugh, man.
Apparently.
Yeah. Didn't make me laugh. It's like a Neck Family. Oh. Yeah. Christopher Wiig's voice. I didn't get it. I didn't really laugh. You know, Family Guy makes me laugh. That's about
the,
it.
That's the animation domination.
Right. It's on there now, yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. Is that a phone or a fart?
I think it sounded like a phone.
I thought it was your ass.
No.
If your ass goes ding, something's wrong with it.
It was just a...
That's a fun game to play. Ass or phone.
We'll do it again. I thought it was your ass. I was looking at Craig. I thought you farted. Right?
I thought it was your phone.
Put it up to your ear and find out.
We'll find out. My phone has no new text on it, so it had to be your ass.
Well, it could be like a news notification.
Good point. That's right. That's right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.